Tibetan word tendril describes the nature of phenomena and how they relate to each other. Ten means to depend, and drel means connection or relationship. So tendril points to the fact that all phenomena come into being through dependent relationship with other phenomena. Because this happened, that happened. I spilled a glass of water so the table is wet. Table doesn't just get wet for no reason. If we look at the tendril in relationship to personal experience and karma, it's easy to see, using the frame of the 12 interdependent links, how our present thoughts and speech and actions set the stage for our future experience and our future proclivities. That's the mechanics of karma. When we notice the dependent relationships in the occasional arising of challenging circumstances like loneliness or frustration, those temporary experiences become more malleable. We could feel less stuck. We can see that certain things happened to get us here. And if we want to be somewhere else, we need only to do certain other things. This is meant to be very personal. We're meant to ask ourselves what role we played in arriving where we are today. And this is true when we like our status quo, and it's also true when we don't. When we now layer on the view of emptiness, and by that I mean the lack of inherent existence of all phenomena, the term tendril is even more expressive. Precisely because each and every phenomena is conceived through dependent relationship, no phenomena exists as an independent, permanent fashion. Things are a process. They never stand still. We are an ever-evolving, infinite matrix of conditions of time and place and experience and contact and physiology and so forth. It's so complex and it's so deeply interdependent that you literally cannot take it apart and find any thing. Without this important concept in place, it's easy to read Buddhist doctrine and feel like emptiness means nothing exists, and that is not at all true. And there is danger in concluding that phenomena, including life, are non-existent, and the logical consequence of engaging in that mistaken thinking is that they therefore have no meaning, and you can guess where that might go. The other end of the spectrum of mistaken thinking is eternalism, that they exist permanently and from their own side, also not true. So why exactly is tendril an important concept? On a day-to-day functional level, if something has come about by various causes and conditions, it can also be changed or even eliminated by other causes and conditions. That means we can intervene. Now, you might feel like that's both good news and bad news. The conditions, the experiences, the events in our lives, they're all impermanent, and they will always be subject to change. If you like them as they are, that might be bad news. If you're sick or in some other adverse experience, this is great news. We have effect. We are capable of impact. In fact, we're far more powerful on that score than we tend to give ourselves credit for, I think. In the Vajrayana, sometimes the word tendril comes up in discussions when we're thinking and speaking about the efficacy of yidam practices. When we use our mind, for example, to visualize a deity like Chenrezig, the qualities of that deity are an expression of mind. Compassion, for example. Through practice, those tendencies are brought to life through repeated exposure in a practice ritual. Where you put your mind matters, you could say. What you saturate it with has an impact. That's not so hard to understand, is it? The mystical orientation of Tibetan Buddhism also includes the communication or the impact of what I call signs. Tibetan Buddhism acknowledges that our thoughts, our speech, our actions lay the ground for our future, and if we're open to paying attention, we will see portents of what's evolving along the way. This isn't magic exactly. It's more like the inclusion of information not noticed and not used in our dominant culture. Attentions to those signs is acknowledgement of their expression of tendril. Knowing this intellectually is not nearly as profound as experiencing it. Tendril also connotes good fortune or serendipity in colloquial Tibetan. Perhaps the real auspiciousness is that we see and we begin to look for and experience the dependent arising of all things. A life and mind changing shift in perception.